The marketing of the future, it seems, will not only be concentrating on the four P's, but rather on the four P's and an N. The N stands for network. Network marketing, already in existence, is seen by many as an important marketing strategy of the future. What does network marketing entail? Network marketing involves the development of one firm's marketing mix in close relationship with the marketing program of other firms. The result is the increased effectiveness of both programs. This idea seems to be another way to describe oligopoly or collusive markets. However, there is little connection. The firms involved in networking are perhaps aiming at the same customer, but they are not competitors. Network marketing means that the same consumer becomes central to the marketing of several organizations. A good contemporary example of network marketing is in the travel industry. All major airlines now have frequent flyer programs. This has been one of the most successful recent innovations in the airline industry. Marriott Hotels now have an honored guest program for people who frequently use their hotel services. Many of the airline's target customers are also target customers for hotel groups such as Marriott. Yet the airlines and hotels need not compete with one another for these customers. On the contrary, the more often the target customer flies, the more he or she is likely to stay at a Marriott hotel. Other firms directly interested in this particular customer are car rental companies, restaurants, and other travel-related firms. The big winners in network marketing are marketing organizations that establish a relationship with their customer that is based on the already successful common marketing mixes of related firms. Therefore, we can rate the success of a firm in the market not only on how successful its own marketing is, but also by the quality of the network to which the firm belongs. The concept of the network marketing program, as opposed to the marketing mix, was originally thought to be most useful in industrial markets. However, in recent years, it has been applied to consumer product markets also. As we have heard so far, the field of marketing has advanced and altered constantly since the 1930s. The field has now been revolutionized by the computer. Marketing information systems allow analysts to amass huge data banks on consumer behavior. The anti-consumerist movement associated with green issues has also turned marketing on its head. Furthermore, whole new areas of promotion have come into being. For example, direct sales, TV selling, telephone sales, imagist and lifestyle advertising, environmentally friendly products, and the green advertising associated with them.